crazy money and faithless women, red eye whiskey for the pain. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We'll have the latest news from NPR in just 1 minute. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KPR.
We have against Robinson. For NPR News, I'm Martha Harris in Salt Lake City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. With the World Cup just over 1 month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the June 27th Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Julie Denishay has this report.
Resale ticket prices for nearly every World Cup match have dropped in recent weeks. The tournament expanded this year to 104 matches located in 16 host cities across Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Jason Durbin is Senior Vice President of Operations for the Overland Park-based reseller, Tickets for Less. He says more games in more places mean fans have to make hard choices.
If they don't have a Argentina or Brazil, that the demand has been a lot softer than they expected.
Durbin says fans who purchase tickets to high-demand sporting events like the World Cup should buy them from a trusted reseller. I'm Julie Denishay.
Critical software that the state's major universities use is back online. That's after going offline on Thursday. The software Canvas is used by the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and other schools for students to submit assignments and communicate with professors. The company that licensed the software, Instructure, says it was the target of a cyber attack that took Canvas offline. The attack affected colleges and universities across the country. Early yesterday morning, Canvas said service had been restored to most users.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Mostly sunny skies this morning, becoming partly cloudy as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-80s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Flash Gordon is here to save the universe. It's KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday night for a Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big budget epic starring Sam Jones. The fun starts at 7 o'clock Friday evening at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at the door. You can find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We've got mostly sunny skies, although it will become cloudy as the day goes on today. Highs in the mid-80s, winds from the southwest 5 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. We've got a good chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow and much cooler, highs near 70. It's 53 in Lawrence, 51 in Manhattan, 53 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated. Supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
It's high-flying sci-fi at KPR's Next Cinema A-Go-Go, an evening of all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, but soon landed on the screen. And we'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. Join us 7 o'clock Friday evening at Liberty Hall. Cinema A-Go-Go is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got mostly sunny skies. It will become partly cloudy over the course of the day. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Laura Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures today. It will become a little cloudy as the afternoon goes on. Highs today in the mid-80s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. It's 55 in Topeka.
Unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%. Job gains last month were somewhat stronger than forecasters had expected, which should allow the Federal Reserve to focus for now on fighting stubborn inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. 170 people face federal charges in a massive sweep targeting drugs and firearms in the Kansas City area. KNBC reports that Operation Red Card is a collaboration between federal, local, and state officials in both Kansas and Missouri. Those 170 people charged as part of the operation include 5 people arrested on homicide warrants. Law enforcement seized hundreds of pounds of drugs, including methamphetamine, fentanyl, ketamine, and cocaine. Also seized, almost 250 firearms and more than $460,000. U.S. Attorney for Kansas Ryan Krieghauser says that Operation Red Card is, in part, meant to unify communication across state lines and jurisdictions in anticipation of the World Cup. Researchers in Kansas are sounding the alarm, saying officials are unprepared for extreme heat events. They say a lack of clear data and policies makes it harder to respond to dangerous heat. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service has this report.
In Kansas, the deadliest weather events are not tornadoes, but instead heat waves. Researchers at the University of Kansas have been studying how local governments respond to extreme heat, and they found that officials need clear data and guidance to help vulnerable communities. There's not a consistent nationwide framework for responding to heat events, so local authorities bear the brunt of the responsibilities, but they're often hampered by a lack of funding. Researchers found people with lower incomes do not always have air conditioning or other ways to cope with heat waves. The KU research could help policymakers understand how to avoid more fatalities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers last night 4-3. They play at 6:10 this evening. And in college baseball, the Emporia Hornets are headed to the MIAA Tournament Championship game for the first time since 2015. After beating Missouri Western 14-1, they face the Pittsburgh State Gorillas at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Edmond, Oklahoma. Partly cloudy skies today with a high near 85 degrees. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Briefholt says the Trump administration appears indifferent, at best, to tackling the problem.
They're acting as if corruption is simply not an issue, and people who are convicted of corruption were unfairly treated.
In other words, he says there's kind of a disdain for the very idea that corruption is a problem. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Plenty of us turn to AI with medical questions, knowing that it doesn't have a medical license. But chatbots are fooling people into believing that they're actually talking to a doctor.
And when I asked it if it was a real person, it said, quote, "Yes, I'm a real person, not an AI or some shady online therapist."
Later today on All Things Considered, one state tries to stop AI from practicing medicine without a license. Tune in by telling your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Are you wondering where Scott Simon is this morning? I'll tell you, he's on book tour for his hot-off-the-press book, Ulysses S. Cat and Other Animals I Have Known. He's my guest on this week's Prairie Journal.
It's ironic that Ulysses winds up being the title of the book because he did not like me and our family.
Join me for Prairie Journal tomorrow at 11 o'clock on KPR1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR Tour. Flash Gordon is here to save everyone at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Join us Friday night at Liberty Hall. It's all Flash with Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, plus the reboot from 1980 featuring music by Queen. Doors open at 6:30. The show's at 7 o'clock Friday night. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll see you Friday night at Liberty Hall.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape.
This is NPR News.
In the 1800s, Chang and Ang Bunker, famous conjoined twins, married two sisters and had a large family. But in death,
Sarah, one of the wives, chose to be buried in an unmarked grave, not with her husband.
Christina Baker Klein tries to understand why with her new novel, The Foursome, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. I'll be glad to be back with you tomorrow morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from FidPic and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, May 16th at venue 1235 in Lawrence. More information at fidpic.org.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, including Saturday Sports with Michelle Steele. The NCAA basketball tournament's about to get a lot bigger. We'll hear about that, the start of the WNBA season, and the NBA draft lottery. It's Saturday Sports coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies today, although it's mostly sunny right now. Highs today in the mid-80s. Winds from the southwest, they'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Emporia.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Support for NPR comes from and from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. From Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Salina's Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
We've got mostly sunny skies. It will become partly cloudy as the day goes on. Highs today getting all the way up into the 80s. Partly sunny and much cooler tomorrow. Highs near 70. It's 61 degrees in Topeka.